Okay, Elizabeth, that was a lovely test. Well done. You must be really pleased with how it went.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted with him. He went in and he's well capable of performing every movement as he should, and he did today, so that's a bonus.
And how have preparations gone in the lead up to this year's Burley?
They've actually gone incredibly well, which is quite unusual for him. It's the best prep he's had, I'd say, in a good 2 years. So things have gone. He's run fast and he's had some good placings, and yeah, he's ready, so hopefully.
And he was listening to what you were telling him in the dressage arena today?
Yeah, he was very good, and it was very much me and him together, which hasn't always been the case in the past. But I'm delighted with him.
And Elizabeth, am I right in saying, is this your first Burley?
Yeah, he did the dressage here last year, but then he got selected to go to the World Championships, so we had to pull out. So this is his first proper Burley.
And what's it like to compete here?
Well, so far it's been great. It's just places like this and badminton, just you don't get to compete at them very often, so they're very special when you do. So it's great to be here.
Let's look ahead to the cross country on Saturday. A lot of the riders have said it's very big and bold. Do you think that how do you think it will go on Saturday?
I hope it'll go well. I mean, the one thing that's not a worry is he has got plenty of scope. So with the culmination of that many big jumping efforts, it's nice to have that in the bag. Obviously, if you're a bit short on scope, it'd be a tough out there. But you know, it's a big, bold, proper cross-country course, and he's done 2.5 four-stars, so hopefully he's got plenty of experience.
And where would you like to be come Sunday?
I'd like to be no lower than I am now.